At this point in the fic, Ebony Darkness, Dementia Raven Way, has been tasked with going back in time to seduce the young Tom Riddle, so he won't become evil. Also, in the present day, either Professor Trelawney or Professor Sinestra, because they're referred to alternately by those names, are addicted to Veritas Serum, we think. It's actually called Voldemort Serum in the story. They're probably talking about Veritas Serum. You will never convince me that this fic was not written ironically. What's currently happening in the meta scene of the fic is that this is right after the part where the account got hacked, quote unquote, and the person who now has control of the account is posting the remainder of the chapters that were stored in the document feature on ff.net with commentary. But you know what? Explanation's not going to help here. Somebody added. Okay, so we're just going to go right into it. Chapter 40. Lol, someone has taken my account over. The idiot's note. Well, this was a knock area. Might as well the whole world see what the real Terra wanted to show us. Have a nice day. Author's note. Shut the fuck up, preps. Get a life, 1111, you suck. Oh, and from now on, I'll be on vacation in England until like August, so I won't be able to update for a while. Laws, thanks for everyone who y'all did expect the preps who flamed. Fuck you, 1MCR rules 666111. I woke up into Norse's office on a special gothic coffin. Hagrid was in the bed opposite me in a coma, because Vampire and Draco had bet him up. Mr. Norris was cleaning the room. Oh, also, in this fic, Vampire is Harry. His scar is now a pentagram. Hermione is named Bloody Mary. Neville. The hell is Neville's name? Neville has a name. What is it? Somebody remember. Sakiko? I bet you remember. Like, not that it matters. Not that it matters which characters are speaking or being described. That doesn't matter at all. Anyway, Sakiko, I'll tell you. Oh my Satan, what happened? I screamed. Suddenly Volximort came. He looked less mean than usual. Get the fuck out, you fucking bastard, 1-1! I yielded.
Thou hast not killed Vampire yet, 1-1.
He said angrily. Suddenly, he started to cry tears of blood all selective. Volximort? Oh my fucking god, what's wrong, 111? I asked. Suddenly, Lucian, Professor Sinister, and Sirius came. Bloody Mary and Vampire were with them. Everyone was holding black boxes. Volximort disappeared! Oh my fucking god, Ebony, you're alive, 111! Screamed Vampire. I hugged him and Bloody Mary. The fuck happened? I asked them. Oh my Satan, 1-1, am I like dead now? I gasped. Oh yeah, the very last thing that happened in the story was she got shot, I think. Or someone AK'd her. I don't remember. And she keeps going back and forth in time, like. It doesn't matter. Why am I explaining it?
Ebony, you're almost shot, 1-1, said Sirius. But the ballet could not kill you. Since you will form another time.
I don't remember. Is Lucian Lupin or Lucius Malfoy? It doesn't matter.
But fangs anyway, said Lucian, holding Ute's arm. I gasped. He had two arms. Oh my fucking god, I can't believe Vampire's dad shot you, 1, I gasped.
Well, to be honest, Snap was possessed by Snap back then, said James. Yeah, he was a spy, Sirius said sadly. He was really a death dealer.
And he was such a fucking poser, 211, said Lucius.
Not Lucius,
said Lucian. He didn't even really know...
What the hell is saying? What is he saying?
He didn't even really know who Good Charlotte were until I told him. Well, anyway, everyone started to give me presents. I was opening a black box with red 666s,
There was a DVD of Corpse Bride in it, on it when I gasped. Mr. Norris looked up angry, because he hated goths.
Hey, has anyone fucking seen Draco? I asked, gothically.
No. Draco told me he would be watching Hose of Wax, said Professor Trevelyan. He doesn't know that, you're better. Anyway, the Norse said you could get up. Come on, one.
I got up suicidally. Lucian, Sirius, and Professor Sinister left. I was wearing a black leather nightgun. Under that, I had on a sexy black leather bra trimmed with black lace, with a matching thong that said Gothic Girl on the butt and sexy fishnets that kind hooked onto my thong. If you don't get the idea, message me, I'll tell you. I put on a black fishnet top under a black MCR t-shirt, a black leather mini with black lace and Congress shoes. I left the hospital's wings with Bloody Mary, Willow, and Vampire. I don't remember who Willow is. No, Willow's her real-life friend. That's right.
Oh my fucking god, let's celebrate 1-1, gasped Willow.
We can go to see Hose of Wax with Draco 1, giggled Vampire.
Let's go visit the Good Charlotte and cut ourselves 66611, said Hermoine. We opened the conmen room door sexily, and then I gasped. Draco was there doing it with Snap 111111111.
He was wearing a black t-shirt with 666 on the front and baggy jeans.
You fucking prep!
1-1, we all yielded angrily.
Yeah, you betrayed us!
1-1-1, shooted Vampire angrily as he took out his black gun.
No, you don't understand!
1, screamed Draco sadly as he took his thingy out of snakes.
Oh no. Oh no. No shit, you fucking suck, you preppy bastard, 1-1-1,
said Willow, trying to attack him, you rot girl, 1. I ran suicidally to my room. I sexily took a steak out. By the way, steak is consistently spelled like the food.
Enemy, no! 1-1-1-1-1, screamed Draco.
But it was too late. I had slit my wrists. It suddenly everything went black again. Idiot's note. Ugh, I know, terrible, but then again, this wouldn't be called the worst fanfic ever if not for the fact that the writing standards meets the level of a day-old fetus. Chapter 41.
Author's note to everyone who keeps flaming this gets lift 1-1. I bet you probably aren't who Gerard Way is, probably all preps and posers 1-1-1-1-1. Anyway, someone hacked into my account in November and they put up my last chapter, but down there is a new one. I'm sorry for not updating for a while, but I'm really busy. I'm trying to finish the story before the new movie comes out. I'm gone on vacation in months and won't be back for about 2 weeks. Oh my fucking god, Draco is so hot and all the pics to the movie 1-1-1-1. I wanted to put the cameo by Gerard Way, all he has to pay Draco. You flame on some wrist, raving, you rotten girl, have fun in England.
Woke up. I was in a strange room. I looked around. I was wearing the same outfit I had when Iz performed with X Black Tier X 1-1-1. I looked around confusedly. It was the Norse's office, but it looked different. On the wall was a pic of Marilyn Manson. 1-1-1-1. Just imagine that he is an 80s gothic band too, okay, cause he is more old than Panic? At the disco. Or MCR. There was also a gothic Black Beatles calendar with a picture of the Beatles wearing eyeliner and black clothes. On it said 1980. On it said 1980.
Oh my fucking god, I'm back in Tim again, 1-1-1!
I screamed loudly. Suddenly, Satan. This is actually Voldemort for photo reference. Voldemort was wearing a black leather Jackson, black tight jeans and fishnet pants. He looked so sexy, I almost had an orgy, 1-1.
Okay. This is... No, she's back in time, so it should be Tom Riddle. But he is calling himself Satan. That's right, okay.
Oh my fucking god, Ebony, are you okay? He asked gothically.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. For your information, I snapped sexily.
I don't know how to snap sexily.
Yeah, I'm okay. For your information. I snapped sexily.
How was that? I don't fucking know.
Oh my god, am I dead?
Because I remembered I had jumped in front off the bullet from James' gun. I also remembered Sing Draco doing it with Snap 111. I guessed it when I had slit my wrists. I'd went back in Tim instead of dying. I knew I could go forward in time if I found a time toner or the Tim machine.
No, you're not dead, Satan reassured suicidally as he smoked a cigarette sexily and smoke came all over his face. You're a vampire, so you can't die from a bullet. Come on, let's go see how Harry's dad is doing.
Having trouble. Okay.
I knew that the real reason I didn't die from the bullet was because I was from the future.
She doesn't misspell future. I'm not going to say it weird.
I knew that the real reason I didn't die from the bullet was because I was from the future.
What the fuck? James almost shot Lucius!
I said indigo-ly.
It says. That's what it says.
I knew that James had really been possessed, but I didn't want him to know I knew. Yeah, I know. But he had a headache. He was under a lot of stress. Satan reasoned evilly.
This is back in time? She's back in time because apparently Tom Riddle went to school at the same time as the Marauders. So, the Marauders, also involve Lucius, who is Lucian, I think. They're in a band called X Black Tier X, I think.
I guess that's okay, I said, because James hadn't really shot Lucian. Also, I knew that Lucian would now have two arms instead of one. I walked seductively outside with Satan. Suddenly, I saw a totally sexy gothic bi guy, 1-1. He had bleached blonde hair, with black streaks up to his ears, and he was wearing gothic black inner, a black Green Day shirt. It showed Billy Joel with bald hair since it was the 80s. Black Congress shoes and black baggy pants. He walked in all sexily like Jerdway in the video for I Don't Three You Like I Did Yesterday. And you could see a black tear on his face, like the women in that video.
Wait, is this Lucius?
No, who is this?
Oh. This is Hedwig.
Okay. Well, I don't have a voice for Hedwig.
Hey! He's gonna be Cedric the Owl from King's Quest.
He said all quietly and gothically. Who the fuck is that? I asked angrily, because I did not know him.
This is Hedwig, 1-1, said Volximort. He used to be an ex-Black T-Rex, too, but he had to drop out because he broke his arm.
Hey, Hedwig, I said seductively, even though I was not trained to be.
Lol, hi, enemy,
he answered, but then he ran away because he had hair of magical creature. He answered, but then he ran away because he had hair of magical.
Oh no.
He answered, but then he ran away because he had hair of magical creature. He was humming Welcome to the Black Parade under his breath. I know that is not 80s, but pretend it is, okay?
Bye, I said all sexily.
That was Hedwig. He used to be my boyfriend, but we broke up, Satan said sadly, looking at his black nails.
Oh my fucking god, I can get you back together,
I said, fingering something I didn't know was in my pocket. A black cute is what we aim for, Sidio iPod, that I could take videos with. Does anyone else know about them? They kick ass.
Okay, you can forget about class for now, Hedwig. I'm going to show you something great one.
I led them to the Great Hall.
Come on, you guys.
Lucian, James, Sirius, and Snake were all in the Great Hall.
Lucian wouldn't talk with James because he had tried to shoot him.
Go fuck yourself, you fucking douche!
He shouted at him.
Draco's never gonna... Draco's never going to be friends with Vampire now, one.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, Samuro, Snape agreed.
But I knew he was lying, because it had been his fault James had almost shot Lucian. Also, they called James Samuro. I think it's supposed to be, like, Samuro from The Ring or something. But yeah.
Be quiet, you guys,
I said sexily. Me plan-wise working out great. Now I could make Voldemort good without doing it with him. Now Vampire's dad would never die. And, okay, Satan and Hedwig, you guys can start making out, I said. And I started to film them with the iPod.
Cool, said Sirius, as Voldemort and Hedwig started to make out sexily.
We watched as Today started to take each other's clothes off sexily. Samuro, Sirius, Snake, and Lucian all watched. Because they were probably bi. I knew Snape was bi.
Oh my fucking god! Voldemort! Voldemort!
Screamed Hedwig as his Glock touched Voldemort's. Christ Jesus on the cross. Okay. But suddenly everything stopped as the door opened. And in came... Nope. I'm a Dragon Ball Z fan. I can't read that word that way. But suddenly everything stopped as the door opened. And in came... Dumbledore and Mr. Norris. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
It doesn't not make sense in the context of the story, but it is. It's a. Yeah.
Chapter 42. To Black Parade.
No, that is how you spell parade. I was just expecting it not to be. Okay.
Chapter 42. The Black Parade.
It makes sense, Cog. Don't worry. I'll explain when you're older.
Author's note, oh my god, the new book is coming out really soon, I can't wait, 1-1-1. I think that Snape will really be the same person as Voldemort, because they are both half-blood, so that will explain why he killed Dumbledore, and he hated Harry, 1-1-1-1-1. And then Harry will have to commit suicide, so Voldemort will die, because he will really be a Horcrux, 1-1-1. Oh my god, I hope Draco and Harry get together, it will be so schmexy, won't it? If they don't, then JKR is hamophobic, 1-1-1-1. Thanks for the help with facts, Medusa, you rock, 1-1-1.
The much more coherent voice I usually do for the author's notes.
It doesn't actually have anything to do with how old Cog is. I just think it's funny to say that. I sat depressedly in Dumbledore's office with Hedwig, Satan, James, Sirius, Snap, and Lupin. Dumbledore was sitting in front of us cruelly. He looked more young than he did in the future. He had taken the iPod away and was now listening to a shitty Avril Lavigne song.
What the fuck?
What the hell is this anyway? He cackled meanly. I hoped he didn't find out that I was from another time.
Whatever you do, don't blame Ibony, you jerk, Satan said.
Yeah, seriously. She was trying to get Satan and Hedwig back together, Sirius said defiantly. Be quiet, you Satanists, Dumbledore cackled. If you're lucky, I'll probably send you all to Azkaban.
Nope.
If you're lucky, I'll probably send you all to Azkaban. That'll teach you to copulate in the Great Hall.
He changed the song on the iPod to a NSYNC song. Suddenly I noticed something strong about the iPod. It was slowly chonging. Dumbledore didn't notice.
You fucking poser, I muttered.
I bet you never heard of Good Charlotte, James said.
Now I knew what the iPod was chonging into. Morty McFly's time machine.
Nope.
Morty McFly's Tim Machine, 1-1.
Shut up, James, Draco's dad shouted.
Yeah, shut up, Snake said preppily.
No, you shut up, Dumbledore, 1-1-1-1, said Tom.
I've had enough of you Satanists in my school, shouted Dumbledore spuriously.
Suddenly I grabbed the iPod from him. Everyone, jump in before it's too late! I jumped into it. But only one other person jumped in. It was Satan.
You dunderheads! 1-1-1-1-1-1-1!
Screamed Dumbledore wisely as we went. I looked around. I was in the Slytherin common room. Nope. I was in the Slithering Conman room with Satan. I was wearing a black plaid miniskirt with hot pink fishnets, a sexy black MCR corset, and black stiletto boots with pink pentagrams on them. My earrings were Blake Satanist sins, and my raven hair was all around me to my mid-black.
I'm starting to get a nerd to that shit.
Hey, cool. Where is this? He asked in an emo voice. This is the future. Dumbledore's iPod that he tried to take away from me was really also a Tim machine, I told him. Cool. What's an eye patch? He whimpered. It's something you use to listen to music, I yacked. Oh my fucking god, cool. Wait, what's a four-letter word for dirt? He asked in his sexer voice.
I guess sand?
I laid confusedly.
Yeah, I was just trinning to make sure you were still the same person, he triumphantly giggled.
Suddenly, some of my friends walked in. All right, Ginny exists. Christ.
Oh my god, you're fucking alive!
Said Ginny, wearing a black leather jacket, black baggy pants, and a gothic black from first to last shirt. I explained to her why I was alive.
Konnichiwa, bitch!
Said Willow. She was wearing a black corset, showing off her boobs with lace all around it and red stripes on it. With it, she was wearing a black leather miniskirt, big black boots, white foundation, black eyeliner, red eyeshadow, and black lipstick.
Diablo, that's what Neville's named.
Hey, motherfucker.
If you picture Neville saying, hey, motherfucker. Oh. No, wait. Diablo's Ron. Right? Diablo's Ron and Neville is Dracula. That's right.
Okay. I'll take that again, then. Hey, motherfucker, said Diablo with his red hair. See, because I didn't realize just from red hair, because everyone has whatever hair color they want in this. He was wearing a black pea? No, I always read out the abbreviation, so I will. He was wearing a black panic at the disco t-shirt. And black baggy pants.
Hey, who's that, Ebony?
Bloody Mary questioned as she walked in wearing a black t-shirt with a red pentagram on it with lace at the bottom, red leather pants with black lace, and black stilettos. Oh, it's Satan, I told her, and she nodded, knowing the truth. Suddenly, Satan started to cry.
Are you okay, Satan? Are you okay, Satan? Are you okay, Satan? Are you okay, Satan?
We asked concernedly.
Oh my fucking god, you're from the future, one. What if you don't like me anymore? Because we're from different times,
he asked. No, I still like you, I said sexily to him. Okay, he said reassuredly. I let him listen to Teenagers by MCR on my iPod while I was about to go outside to find some things. I gave Diablo a signal to keep Satan occupied. Satan fell asleep. I took the iPod. I was about to walk outside. Professor Sinister ran in, 1111. She was wearing a gothic black mini dress with depressing black stripes, white and black stripped tights, and red Converse shoes. She was wearing lots of black eyeliner.
Oh my fucking god, where's Draco, 111? How did Snap get back here? I thought Honey was in Azerbaijan,
I asked sadly. It literally does say Azerbaijan. Like, okay, that right there is proof that this is a fucking work. There's no way. This was before autocorrect as well. There's no way. I think it was. There's no way you accidentally misspell Azerbaijan correctly. Okay, it goes back to Travolri again.
Ebony, I was so worried about you. But I know you can't fucking die because you're a vampire. Snape came back because that girl Brittany freed him. I never liked her. She was a bad student,
Trevelyan said reassuredly.
That bitch! Did she also free Hagrid and Lupin? I shouted angrily. I hated Brittany because she was a fucking prep. Yes, they are on the loose at this school. Dumbledore is back.
Cornelia is on his way to help everyone. Tell everyone you see to lock themselves in their conman room, Trevelyan said worriedly.
Okay, but where's Draco? How come he was doing it with Snap?
I don't know why, but I know he almost tried to commit suicide. After he saw you almost kill yourself, she said.
Oh my god, it's terrible! I gasped.
Satan was still asleep, so we couldn't tell what was going on. Then I said, listen, everyone, I have something important to do.
In her, everyone stay.
With that, I ran out.
Good luck, Tara! 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 Good luck, Tara!
Everyone cried. I ran sexily down the staris into the great hall, while the portraits around looked at me scaredly. There was hardly anyone else in the stairs, and Tyr was an atmosphere of horror. On the way, I saw Brittany laughing on the stairs. She was wearing a slutty pink shirt with flowers on it, a blue jean skirt Abercrombie, and pink stilettos. She looked just like a pentagram of those fucking preps Hilary Duff and Lindsay Lohan.
You fucking bitch!
111? I shouted angrily.
No, you're totally a bitch. Now Voldemort will, like, totally kill you,
she laughed.
Crucius, 1!
I shouted selectively, pontificating my black wand. And she started screaming because she was being tortured, and I laughed sadistically.
No! 1! Help me! 1! Please, 1!
Brittany screamed terrifiedly. I put up my middle finger at her. In her hand I saw the video camera Snape and Lumpen had used to take the video of me. I put the Snape of Voldemort doing it with Hedwig onto it. Then I continued to round down the stairs with the camera. When I had reached the Great Hall, I saw Vampire Potter.
Oh my god, Vampire 111!
I yielded. We hugged each other happily. He locked at me with his gothic red eyes and spiky black hair. Around them were black eyeliner and eyeshadow. He was wearing a black leather Jackson, leather pants, a Panic at the Disco concert shirt, and his black Congress shoes. He looked more like Joel from Good Charlotte than ever.
Did you hear the song The River? It rocks, 1. I was so worried you were dead, moaned Vampire.
I know, but I'm a vampire, lol. When I woke up, I was back in 1980, so anyway, I brought Voldemort from when he was young with me. Where's Draco? I asked spuriously.
Draco? You mean that fucking poser who betrayed you?
Vampire snarled with anger in his sexy voice.
I know, but we have to find him, I said, Smarty!
I'll do it then, Harry said angstily.
Okay, I agreed. Suddenly, all the lights in the room went out, and then the Dorkmork appeared.
Oh my fucking Satan! Harry shouted.
I think Voldemort has arrived, I said anxiously. Fuck, I have to find Draco. 1, I guess we should separate.
Okay,
Vampire said, deapparating. Sadly, I ran into the Great Hall. Chapter 43. Author's note, I think after this I will have about 2 or 3 more chapters. Thanks for all my reviewers, not disflamers if you flamed a story and you suck, 1111. If you flamed, then fuck you, 1111. I walked sexily into the Great Hall. It was empty except for one person. Draco was there. He sat in der deadly bloom in his black 666 t-shirt and his baggy black pants. He had slit his wrists, 111. I felt mad at him for having sex with Snape, but I felt sorry for him. He looked just like Gerard Way with his red eyes and his pale white face.
Draco, are you okay?
I asked.
I'm not okay!
He screamed depressedly. I thought of the MCR song, and I got even more depressed because that song always makes me cry. I gave him a pot cigarette, and he started to smoke it.
Oh, Draco. Why did you do it with that fucking bastard Snape?
I asked tearily. Draco began to say. But suddenly Lupin and Mr. Norris appeared into the room. They didn't see us.
I'm so glad me and Snape were freed, said Lupin.
Mr. Norris, yay!
Damn! This job would be great if it wasn't for the fucking students!
Mr. Norris agreed.
Pop Adelum 111!
I have no idea what that means. I yielded angrily, pointing my wand at them.
No!
Lupin shouted as chains came on him. Mr. Norris ran away.
You fucking perv!
I said, laughing with depths of evil and depressedness in my voice. Now you have to tell us where Voldemort is, or I'm going to torture you.
I don't know where he is, 1111,
said Lupin. Suddenly Satan and Vampire ran into the room. Vampire didn't know who Satan was, really.
Oh my Satan, we were so worried about you guys, one, Vampire said.
I looked sexily at Draco with his gothic red eyes with contacts, black t-shirt that said 666 on it and pale skin like Gerard Way. Vampire with his sexy black hair and red eyes just like Frank Yero and Satan who looked just like Brandon Urie then.
I don't know if they're spelled right, if they're spelled right, I want to say them correctly, but I don't care.
I selectively took the caramel from my pocket. And then, I began Frenching Draco sexily. Lupin gasped. Draco began to take all his clothes off, and I could see his white six-pack. Then Draco took his own clothes off, too. We all began making out together sexily. I took off my black leather bra, my black lace thong, and the rest of my clothes. Everyone took their Glocks out except for me. I'm a girl, lol.
Oh my Satan! Draco!
I screamed as he put his hardness in my thingy. Then he did the same thing to Harry. I began making out with Satan, and he joined in.
Oh my Satan!
Cried Vampire.
Oh, Vampire! Vampire!
I screamed.
Oh, Satan!
Yelled Harry and Plessor. Lupin watched in shock. We took turns doing torture curses on him, because we were all sadists. Suddenly, a big black car that said 666 on the license plate flew straight through the windows, and Snap was in it, 1-1.
Hey guys, this is the last chapter. The last chapter of My Fucking Immortal.
Chapter 44. Author's note. Well, I have nothing to say, but Evertwine, stop glamming, okay? 1-1-1. If any gothic people reading this, then you rock. 1-1. Oh my god, I still can't wait for the movie. 1. Tom Fletton is so hot, lol. I hope Harry will become gothic because my friend told me he really is really an emo in this book. 1-1-1-1. Oh my fucking god, I'm leaving W pretty soon. Can't wait. This will probably be the last chapter until I come back.
That's me car!
Shouted Draco angrily. But suddenly it was Revealed who was in the car. It was Snape.
I shall free you, Lupin. But first you must help me kill these idiotic dunderheads, he said cruelly from the car, as it flew circumambsizing above us. Ebony Darkness Dementor Raven Way must be killed. Then the Dark Lord shall never die.
You fucking prep!
Yelled Draco. Then he looked at me sadly.
I've got to tell you, Ebony. Snape made me do it with him. I didn't really have sex with him, but he's a ropist.
We all put our clothes on quickly, except Satan. We were so scarred. 1. But Satan didn't change. Instead, he changed into a man with green eyes, no nose, a gray robe, and white skin. He had changed into Voldemort 111.
I knew who thou were all along,
he cackled evilly and sarcastically at me.
Now I shall kill thee all.
Thunder came into the room.
No, please don't kill us,
pleaded Vampire. Suddenly Willow, Bloody Mary, Diablo, Ginny, Dracula, Fred and Gorge, Hagrid, McGonagall, Dumbledore, Sirius, and Lucian all ran in.
What is the meaning of this?
Dumbledore asked all angrily, and Voldemort looked away, because Dumbledore is the only wizard he is scared of. He did a spell, and suddenly his broomstick came to him sexily. Voldemort flew above the roof evilly on his broomstick.
Oh my god!
Slugborn gasped. Get it, because I'm gothic.
The Dark Lord shall kill all of you! Then you must submit to him!
Snape ejaculated menacingly.
Here we go, sorry in advance.
You fucking preppy fags,
Sirius shouted angrily.
I know a four-letter word for dirt! Cruciatus! Screamed Harry,
but the sparks from his wand only hit Draco's car. It fell down. Snap quickly crawled out of it and picked up the video camera.
Oh my fucking god!
I cried because the video of me in the bathroom, the video of me dong it with Draco, and the video of Satan doing it with... And the sentence just ends there.
If you kill me, then these videos will be shown to everyone in the skull. Then you can be just like that gothic girl Paris Hilton.
He laughed meanly.
No!
I screamed.
FYI, I have a picture of you doing it with Lupin, 1-1.
What's he talking about?
Lupin slurped as he sat in chains.
I saw two. She's going to show everyone the picture, 1-1-1.
Harry shouted angrily.
Shut up, 1-1-1.
Lumpkin roared.
Foolish ignoramuses,
yielded Voldemort from his broomstick.
Thou shalt all die soon.
Think again, you fucking muggled poser, one!
Harry yelled, and then he and Diablo and Navel both took out black guns, but Voldemort took out his own one.
You guys are in a Latin standoff, 1-1-1!
I shouted disparagingly.
Accio Neville's wand, 1-1!
Cried Draco, and suddenly Neville's wind was in his hands.
Now I shall kill thee all, and Ebony, you will die, 1-1-1-1-1.
He made lighting come all over the place.
Save us, Ebony!
Dumbledore cried. I cried sexily. I just wanted to go to the common room and slit my wrists with me friends. While we watched Shark Attack 3 and Saw 2, and do it with Draco. But I knew I had to do something more impotent.
Abracadabra, 1-1-1-1-1!
I shooted.
That's the end! That's the end! I finished my immortal, you guys!